不热的，他们就是有这些行动，有这些行为。但是他并没有对为耶稣感到说特别兴奋。第三把椅子。第三把椅子实际上是冷的。是空的。
Has forgotten what it really means to walk close to God.
已经忘了这个就是与神同行到底是什么意思。
They show no real signs of spiritual life.
他们没有一个真正的这个属灵生命的表现。
This morning I want to give you several examples of people who sit in these chairs.
今天早上我要给你们举一些例子，就是坐在这些位置上的人。
I want to start back in Joshua chapter 24.
我要从约书亚记第二十四章开始。
Our first example.
这是我们的第一个例子。
It's at the end of Joshua's life.
这个事情是发生在约书亚快要离世的时候。
Joshua 24, he says this, verse 15.
在约书亚记二十四章十五节，他这样说。
He talks to Israel and he says, "Choose you today who you will serve."
那他跟这些百姓说话的时候，就跟他们讲说，若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的。
The God your father served in the region beyond the river.
是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？
Or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell.
是你所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Joshua is coming to the end of his life.
约书亚已经快要离开人世了。
And he says it's time to choose.
这时候他对以色列的百姓说：“你们要做选择。
You can serve the gods of the people around you.
你可以去侍奉那些你周围的人所拜的神。
Or you can serve Jehovah.
或者你也可以侍奉耶和华。
The people listen to him and they respond.
那这些百姓听了他的话以后就有所回应。
Verse 24, they say, "The Lord our God we will serve. His voice."We will obey.
在二十四节的时候，百姓回答约书亚说：“我们必侍奉耶和华，我们的神，听从他的话。”
They make a covenant. We will serve you faithfully.
他们那个时候就与神立下了约，说我们要尽心尽力的来服侍你。
You see, Joshua sits in this first chair.
你知道吗？约书亚就是坐在这第一把椅子上的。
He knows God personally.
他自己跟神有一个亲自的认识。
He had been there and heard God speak from Mount Sinai.
他在这个西乃山上听到了神对他说话。
He had seen wonderful miracles.
他亲眼目睹了那些奇迹。
He had walked around Jericho and watched as God brought the walls down.
他也在这个围绕着这个耶利哥城这个七天的这个游行当中，他也就在其中，他亲眼看见城墙倒塌。
He knew firsthand God's power.
他对神的这个能力有第一手的经验。
I can imagine an old Joshua sitting in the chair.
我可以想象当约书亚年老的时候坐在椅子上。
Now I couldn't find any comfortable chairs this morning.
那我今天早上找不到一个这个很舒服的摇椅放在这儿。
So poor Joshua doesn't have a lazy boy recliner.
所以这可怜的这个老约书亚只能坐在这个硬板凳上。
But I imagine as he sits there and his grandkids say.Grandpa Joshua.
那我就可以想象他坐在椅子上的时候，他的孙子辈就跑来问他说：“这个约书亚爷爷
，Tell us about when you crossed the Jordan River.
你再给我们讲讲你们是过约旦河的时候是什么样子吧。
You can listen as he describes how God divided the waters and the people.
那你就会听到他给这些孩子们讲神是怎么样把约旦河的水分开，然后以色列的百姓可以从这个干地上走过去。
Maybe he tells them about how at the end the water came crashing back.
而且他也会跟他们讲，当他们都全部越穿过这条河的时候，这个水又怎么样重新合在一起，成了一条奔流的河流。
He tells them the story of marching around Jericho for 7 days.
他也会跟他们讲，他们怎么样绕着耶利哥的城墙一圈一圈的走。
The people inside the city laughing at him. Look at those crazy people out there.
然后这个耶利哥城的人是怎么样的？在这七天当中是怎么样的嘲笑他们，说这些人有病吧。
And then he tells them about the seventh day.
然后他就 会给他们讲第七天的时候发生的事情。
Marching around seven times,
他们绕着城墙一直走了七圈。
Blowing the trumpets,
然后当这个号角吹响的时候
and the walls collapsed.
这个耶利哥的城墙就这样倒塌了。
That's a man in that first chair who loves God.
他就是那个坐在第一把椅子上那个全心爱神的人。
His faith is not something he heard about.
他的这个信心不是来自于他所听到的。
He was there and he saw it happen.
他就在那里，他亲眼看见事情的发生。
But he dies.
但是他去世了。
And we move to the second chair.
这样我们就到了这个第二把椅子了。
The next generation has heard Joshua tell these stories.
下一代的人，这一代的人听过约书亚讲他曾经的这些事情。
They've heard their parents tell about crossing the Jordan River.
他也听到这一代人听过他们的父母讲他们是怎么穿越约旦河的。
Sometimes they sit in this chair and think, "It would have been so exciting to be there. I wish I could have seen it."
所以他们坐在这个位置的时候，也有时候会想，这真的是太激动、太奇妙了。我要能在那儿就好了。
But it's not firsthand.
可是对他们来说，这些经历是听来的，不是亲自经历的。
Here's what Joshua says about them.
这也是约书亚记这样怎么记载的。
Verse 31, Israel served God all the days of Joshua.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后。
All the days of the elders who outlived Joshua.
那些知道耶和华为以色列人所做诸事的长老还在的时候，以色列人侍奉耶和华。
As long as Joshua is still alive,
约书亚还在世的时候，
as long as there's people who were there to see it firsthand,
或者那些亲身经历过神的奇迹和大能的那些人还在的时候，
they keep serving God.
以色列人是侍奉耶和华的。
They knew what God had done.
他们知道耶和华为他们做了什么。
They had heard about it.
他们都听说过。
Some of them had seen some of the miracles.
也可能他们当中还有些人亲眼见过。
But it's mostly secondhand.
但是这个时候很多已经是第二手的了，是听来的。
It wasn't their prayers that brought down the walls.
并不是他们的祷告使得耶利哥的城墙倒塌。
It wasn't their faith that defeated the enemy.
也不是他们的信心战胜了敌人。
That was Joshua's faith.
是约书亚他们这一辈的人。
And their faith was secondhand.
他们的这个信心是听来的，是听说的。
Today,
今天
many Christians come to church faithfully,
有很多基督徒也是忠心的到教会来，
given the offering,
也会奉献，
live good lives,
也生活的也很谨慎，
but do it because they've been taught this is the way good people are supposed to live.
但是他们这样做的缘故是因为他们是从小被这样教的，这就是好人都应该这样做。
In the second chair, the faith is not firsthand.
坐在第二个座位上，这个人他的信心不是从第一手的经验来的。
Young people,
年轻人
，when you grow up in the church,
当你从小在教会长大的时候
，it becomes very easy to sit in that second chair.
对你们来说，坐在第二把椅子上就是很容易发生的事情。
You come to church because mom and dad expect.
你来是因为父母带你来，他们希望你来。
But this morning, if I ask you,
但是今天早上如果我这样问你，
When have you seen God answer your prayer?
你什么时候看见神回答了你的祷告？
You really wouldn't have an answer.
你可能答不上来。
You still believe.
你仍然是相信，没错。
But it's mom's faith, it's dad's faith.
但是是爸爸妈妈的信心。
There's adults.
有一个成人。
You sit in the second chair.
有一些成人也是这样的，在坐在第二个位置上。
You've developed the habit of coming to church, and that's good.
你来教会已经成了习惯，这是好事。
But if I said to you,
可是如果我这样问你，
When is the last time that God spoke to you through His word?
什么时上一次神通过他的这个话语对你说话是什么时候？
When is the last time you changed a decision?
你上一次因为神的话而改变了你生活中的某一个选择又是什么时候？
It would be hard for you to come up with an answer.
可能对你来说这也是一个很难的问题。
Because in the second chair, our faith,
因为坐在第二个位置上这个人他的信心是第二手的。
We know about God through what we've been taught by others.
我们知道神是因为别人这样跟我们讲。
But it's not a first-hand, fresh, and living faith.
却不是自己亲身经历的新鲜活泼的经验和信心。
And that chair is dangerous.
坐在这个位置上其实是很危险的。
Because you see, the person in this first chair knows Jesus closely and intimately.
坐在第一个位置上的这个人，他是认识耶稣，跟耶稣有一个亲密的关系。
He teaches his children in the second chair about God.
这个人给坐在第二个位置上他的孩子讲神的事情。
And those children may grow up accepting that faith.
有可能坐在第二个位置上的这个孩子长大以后是会接受这个信仰。
But here's the problem.
但是问题在于呢？
The children of the people in the second chair often settle for the third chair.
坐在第二个位置上这个孩子，他的后代很有可能就已经坐在第三个位置上了。
Turn to Judges chapter 2.
如果我们拿翻到士师记第二章。
Verse 7 repeats what we read before. The people served the Lord all the days of Joshua.
就跟之前我们读到的是一样，约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。
But listen to verse 10.
但是如果你看第十节。
All that generation was gathered to the fathers. All that generation that knew Joshua died.
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，就是说约书亚那一辈的人都去世了。
And there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work he had done for Israel.
后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
And listen to them.
接下来。
And the people of Israel did what was
以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉，
and served the Baals,
去侍奉朱巴利，
and they abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers.
然后他们就放弃了耶和华神。
You see, in that chair, all they have is stories from long ago.
所以坐在这个第二 the second or
third.
坐在第三个位置上的这个人，他听到的都是很久很久以前的故事了，传说。
In the third chair, their faith is entirely something they heard about from a long time ago.
所以他们的信心完全出自于这个很多年以前、很祖祖辈辈以前传下来的故事。
And here's the.
所以他们就面临一个问题。
A second-hand God is not very impressive.
这个听来的神并不让人感到这么的强有力。
Almost brought this morning, but I decided it wasn't appropriate to have in a church.
我本来今天早上差点要带一个东西来，但是后来觉得可能放在教会里还是不合适。
But on my computer at home, I have a picture that an archaeologist found, a picture that an archaeologist found of a Baal, of one of the idols they dug up out of the ground.
那我在家里的电脑上有一个就是考古学家他们从挖出来的一个就是巴利的那个神像的那个图。
I didn't want to bring a picture of Baal to our service.
后来我想想可能拿到教会来不合适。
But this Baal that they dug up.
但是他们挖出来的这个巴利。
It's about this high.
大概有这么高。
He looks like a little puppet you would put up on your shelf.
看上去就像我们可能会买的那种木偶那种玩具似的你可以放在一个台子上的
A tiny little guy.
很小的一个东西
He's not impressive at all.
一点都不让人觉得 很强大
And I read this verse.
所以当我读到这一段圣经的时候
And I thought, wait a minute.
我觉得不对呀
When God spoke on Mount Sinai, the whole ground started shaking.
当神在这个西乃山上说话的时候，整个山都在震动，然后有雷电。
It says the people were terrified and said, "Make him stop."
然后乌云滚，那时候的以色列人都吓坏了，都求说能不能让神别说话了。可是现在我读到的是什么呢
？That they leave that God.
然后他们居然离弃了那一位神。
Baal.
然后开始去。拜这个巴利这么一个像木偶似的东西，就是一个像一个小布偶，看上去一点都不觉得有什么特别的。
And I think why?
我就不明白为什么呢
？And then in Judges I see the answer.
但是后来我在士师记里看到了答案。
Because none of these people had heard. heard God thunder from Sinai.
因为 这一个世代的人，他们没有一个人亲身经历过在西乃山上，没有人听到过那个雷声。
None of them had seen God destroy Jericho.
没有一个人亲眼看见神是怎么样摧毁耶利哥的城墙的。
They knew nothing of God personally.
他们一点，他们跟神之间没有一个亲身的个人的经历。
And when that happens,
所以当这样的事情发生的时候
，it is very easy to turn to another God.
所以他们就很容易去随从别的神。
Here's what it looks like in our day.
那在我们现在就是 是什么样的表现呢
A believer in the first chair remembers when God brought them from death to life.
这个坐在第一个位置上的基督徒，他记得神是怎么把他从死亡中拯救出来的。
They remember the incredible change God made in their life.
他们记得神是怎么在他们的生命里产生改变的。
They tell their children.
他给他的孩子们讲。
They tell new members in the church.
他也会给这个教会的新的成员讲。
And those children and those new members sit in the second chair and hear the stories.
那些孩子还有那些新的成员坐在第二个位置上，听这些基督徒的见证，听他们讲的故事。
And they believe them.
他们也相信这些是真的。
They keep coming to church.
所以他们也会常常来教会。
They worship God because of what the first generation tells them.
他们的敬拜神是因为这个第一代人或者是坐在第一个位置上的人给他们讲的神的那些故事。但是当这个传到第三代的时候，
God is no longer very impressive.
那个神就已经显得不那么强大了。
They can't remember a dramatic change in their life.
他们也在自己的生活中没有经历过那个剧烈的改变。
They grew up in
他们就是在教会里长大的。
The worst thing there is to sneak out of the church when the preacher was preaching.
他们干的最坏的事情，可能就是在讲道的时候偷偷溜出去。
But they think nothing really bad.
所以他们的生命中好像没有什么特别坏、糟糕的事情。
And other gods.
那些其他的神呢
？Baals.
那些巴力呢
？Began to capture their attention.
慢慢的就开始吸引了他们的注意力。
God.
这些神是什么呢？比如说成功、金钱、
entertainment，
或者是娱乐。
Those things begin to look more impressive than God.
那些东西看上去比神更有吸引力。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because they have grown up without seeing the reality of a personal God in their life.
他们长大的过程中，自己没有在自己的生活中亲身经历过神自己。
Let me give you another example.
那我再给大家举一个例子。
David knows God intimately.
大卫王他是非常认识神的人。
He's called a man after God's own heart.
他被称为是合神心意的人。
He loves God.
他很爱神。
When he's a teenager,
他还在十几岁的时候，
he hears Goliath mocking God.
他听到这个哥利亚来嘲笑神。
And this teenager,
侮辱神，但他只是一个青。
Walked down into the valley of the law with a sling and five stones.
所以他就孤身出来，拿着一个弹弓和五个石子来迎战这个巨人。
And he looks at that giant.
他看着这个巨人。
And he says, Goliath.
跟他说哥利亚。
That is my God you're making fun of.
你所辱骂的是我的神。
And my God is bigger than your little Baal.
我的神比你的那个小巴力要厉害多了。他会将你击败。
You see, David knows what it's like to see God's power firsthand.
因为大卫他是亲自经历神的，他知道神是什么样的。
He sits in the first chair.
他坐在这个第一个座位上。
But David's son Solomon sits in the second chair.
但是到所罗门，大卫的儿子的时候，他就坐在第二个位置上。
He grows up in the palace.
他生长在这个宫殿里。
He hears David.Over and over. Oh, here we go again.
他可能听大卫讲这些故事，听的耳朵都茧子都出来了。
He rolls his eyes when David tells it again.
有可能心里在翻白眼呢。
He's embarrassed when the neighbors come and hear David singing those psalms in his crackly old voice.
可能当有人来拜访他们的时候，这个大卫又弹起琴来，然后用他那个苍老的声音唱歌的时候，所罗门可能还会觉得很尴尬。 那所罗门想的是什么呢？我想要更多。
I want God.
我是要神没错。
But I want God plus more.
但是我还要其他的东西。
I want to be wealthy.
我想要有财富。
I want to be famous. I want to be successful.
我想要有名声，我想要成功。
Solomon gets what he wants.
所罗门确实拿到了这些东西。
He's got everything.
他拥有一切。
Money.
他有钱。
Fame.
他也有名声。
Way too many wives.
还有妻妾成群。
But those wives turn his heart to other gods.
但是他的那些妻妾使得他的心转向其他的神。
Why?
为什么呢？
Here's the key.
这个关键就在这里。
1 Kings 11 describes the person in the second chair.
在列王记上讲到这个坐在第二个位置的这个人的心态。
His heart was not fully true to the Lord his God.
所罗门年老的时候不效法他父亲大卫诚诚实实的顺服耶和华
Solomon still goes to the temple
所罗门仍然是会去到这个圣殿里的
He still brings sacrifices
他仍然是会带上这个祭品带上生祭的
If you ask him he would say Yes I worship Jehovah
所以如果你问他的时候他肯定回答说是我有在这个侍奉神
But he's sitting in the second chair
但是他坐在这个第二个位置上
He worships Jehovah.
他是这个敬拜神。
But he also worships his possessions and his wealth and his fame and success.
但是他同时也侍奉他的名声、他的财富、他的金钱。
And the second chair always leads to spiritual weakness.
而这个第二个位置总是会带来属灵上的软弱。
So we come to Solomon's son.
所以当我们看到所罗门的儿子罗伯安的时候。
Rehoboam has heard all about Grandpa David.
罗伯安听过很多关于大卫爷爷的事情。
But he's also seen his father's inconsistencies.
但是他也看到他的父亲的所作所为。
He's heard stories about his grandfather David.
他听过这个大卫爷爷的那些出名的事情。
But he knows as they sit around the supper table.
但是他知道在吃晚饭的时候。
That his father talks a whole lot more.
那他父亲常常讲的是什么呢
？About his job，
关于他的工作
；About his success，
关于他的成就
；About his wealth，
关于他的财富
；Than he ever talks about his God，
远远超过他讲神的事情。
And so Rehoboam grows up thinking what's important。
那罗伯安长大的时候，他知道什么是重要的，是成功才是重要的。
Here's what happens。
那是。后来发生了什么呢
By the time Rehoboam comes to power,
在历代志下里讲到罗伯安的国建立
nothing matters to him more than his own position and power.
所以当他做王的时候没有什么任何一件事比他的强盛有力更重要了
And so this is what 2 Chronicles tells us.
所以在历代志下十二章
When the rule of Rehoboam was established,
这样讲到罗伯安的国建立
When he was strong,
他强盛的时候
He abandoned the law of the Lord.
就离弃耶和华的律法。
And all Israel followed him.
以色列人也都随从他。
Do you see it?
看到了吗？
David sits in the first chair. He loves God with his whole heart.
大卫坐在第一个位置上，他全心全意的爱神。
Solomon sits in the second chair. He worships God, but there's a division in his heart.
那所罗门坐在第二个位置上他确实侍奉神但是他心里三心二意有其他的事情
And by the time we come to Rehoboam,
那到罗伯安的时候
in the third chair,
坐在第三个位置上的他
God is not important at all.
神已经再也不重要了
He turns to false gods.
他转去侍奉别的神
He leads Israel into an apostasy.
他带领整个以色列人叛教
That is going to result in the nation being defeated.
带来的后果就是这个 国家的完全的失败
Parents,
父母们
your children are watching you.
你的孩子们在看着你们
And if you are satisfied in the second chair,
如果你坐在这个第二个位置上还心满意足的话
Don't be surprised if your children are satisfied in the third chair.
那你的孩子很可能就坐在第三个位置上也无所谓
If you are satisfied with a half-hearted relationship with God,
如果你跟神的关系只不过是不冷不热、三心二意的话
your children may be satisfied. with the gods of money and career.
如果这样对你没关系，那可能对你的孩子来说，只要有钱有事业就够了。
In families, if we are not careful, we gradually move from one shoe.
在一个家庭里，如果我们不小心的话，我们很可能就会从第一个位置移到第二个，甚至第三个位置。
It happens in churches.
那在教会里也是一样。
The early days of a church, there's excitement.
在第最开始的一个教会，可能是里边有很多的热情。
New believers are coming into the church.
有很多新的这个信徒来。
And they want to know how can we be more like Jesus.
他们想知道怎么才能更像耶稣。
It's easy to get people to prayer meeting and Bible studies and cell groups.
那个时候招聚祷告会、小组学习都是很容易的。
The pastor doesn't have to get up and beg people to memorize scripture or read the Bible.
那牧师不用在台上求着大家背圣经。
They are in love with Jesus.
那个时候他们是自发的愿意爱神，爱耶稣。
But 20 years pass.
二十年过去了。
The passion is gone.
这个热情渐渐的消退了。
You have to beg people to serve. It's hard to get volunteers.
那个时候你就得开始求人来同工了。
There's conflict over little things that get the first chair.
一些小事原本都大家不在意的小事现在就会引起纷争。
Gets harder to meet the budget.
然后呢又收支平衡也变得困难起来。
Yes, there's converts, but the testimony seem kind of half-hearted.
你可能会有一些人也会信，但是这个好像他们给的见证都不是说很强有力。越来越少的生命的改变。
The church has moved.
整个教会从第一个座位移到了第二个座位。
And the danger is,
这个危险在哪里？
Time passes.
时间越过越久。
Another 20 years.
也许再过二十年。
And the church can end up in the third chair.
这个教会可能整个就已经挪到第三个位置上了。
A building with activities.
这个可能只是一个建筑物，里面有一些活动而已。但没有一个真的福音，真的这个。
Last week I visited with a retired pastor in the hospital.
上个星期我去医院看望一位退休的牧师。
He started to cry. He told me about a church he pastored 50 years ago.
他跟我讲到他五十年前牧会的那个教会的时候，他流泪了。
He said this church had about 250 people, and they were passionate about God.
说那个时候这个教会大概有250个人，那个大家都充满了热情。
They were winning their city for Christ.
然后他们在他所在的那个城市里赢得了很多人。
Every month there were new believers being baptized.
每个月都有新的成员受洗。
It was exciting. They built a beautiful sanctuary.
是很激动人心的。然后他们建了一个很好的一个这个聚会的地
方。50 years ago, the church.
五十年前，这个教会就坐在这个第一个位置上。
But he said 30 years ago.
但是过了二十年，就是三十年前，
He could see that things were different.
他可以看出来这个教会不太就跟以前不一样了。
That passion and spirit of revival was gone.
那个热情淡下去了，那个这个复兴的灵没有了。
The church was still big enough to meet the budget.
但是教会还足够大，然后可以收支平衡。
They still had 200 people on Sunday. They were happy.
然后礼拜天还能有两百人，所以大家都还也还可以。
But now the focus was not how do we reach our community with the gospel.
但是那个时候他们的专注点已经变了，不是说怎么让社区的人更多的人听到福音。
Now the question was how do we maintain our programs and keep up our property in good condition.
这个现在的就重点变成说我们怎么才能有这个足够多的这个节目，然后怎么才能让我们的这个财务可以。
Not hold meetings to discuss how can we expand our outreach.
然后后来呢，这个聚会的讨论的议题已经不再是说怎么才能那个赢得更多的人了。
Now the board held meetings to discuss how can we meet our budget.
而更多的是在讨论这个收入和支出怎么来能够有达到一个平衡。
He told me, now the church has 20 people.
他后来跟我说，这个教会现在大概有二十个人。
And they're getting ready to close the church.
基本上就是已经决定要关门了。
The church has moved from the first chair, passionate revival,
这个教会从第一个位置，那个时候充满了热情的这种复兴的状况。
So the second chair doing our job well.
那到了第二个座位，就是把工作做好。
To the third chair where it's time to close.
到了第三一直到第三个位置要关门了。
It can happen in the life of one person.
这个也有可能发生在一个人的生命当中。
I gave you examples of generations that change.
我刚才给你举的例子都是一代又一代的人的改变。
Joshua to those who knew him, to those who didn't know him.
约书亚到这个第二代不认识神的人，到第三代完全冷淡。
David to Solomon to Rehoboam.
从大卫到所罗门到罗波安。
But it can happen in the life of one person.
这样的改变也有可能在一个人的生命中就会发生。
It can happen in a single lifetime.
就在他一生的当中，就从第一。
Early in Saul's life, he sits in the first chair.
在扫罗王最早期的时候，他坐在第一个位置上。
He's chosen by God and anointed by Samuel.
神选择了他做以色列的王，然后这个撒母耳为他膏油。
First Samuel says this.The Spirit of God rushed upon him.
在撒母耳记上里讲到，神的灵大大感动他。
He is filled with God's power.
神的这个能力在他身上充满。
He's humble. He's passionate about serving God.
而且他还很谦卑，他服侍神大有热情。
But as he serves as
king, 然后后来他做了王。
As he gathers all the power that belongs to a king.
当时他在开始这个集中他自己的力量的时候，他开始想什么呢？我能靠自己的能力做这些事情。就开始忽略先知对他的警告，用自己的方法，自己的道路。那你听他在他这个最后，在他的临死前说的是什么
？This person who one day it says the Spirit of God had rushed upon him.
这个曾经神的灵大大感动他的这个人。
In one of the saddest verses in the Bible.
在这个圣经上有一段非常这个令人难过的记载。
Saul says.
扫罗说。
God has turned away from me.
神也离开我。
And he doesn't answer.
不借先知或梦回答我。
He dies as a suicide.
他死于自杀。
Think about what has happened.
想一想。
He has moved the Spirit of God rushing on him.
他从神的灵大大感动他。
To God doesn't answer me.
一直到神不再回答他。
What happened?
中间发生了什么？
Do you think that Saul woke up one morning sitting in this chair and said, I'm going to abandon my faith?
你觉得神扫罗是坐在第一个位置上，有一天醒过来就决定说我不打算要我这个信仰了吗
？I'm not going to serve God anymore.
我再也不要服侍神了吗
？I don't think so.
不是的。
Instead, little by little,
而是一步一步的，不小心。
This past week, I have read about two former Christian leaders.
这个之前一个星期我读到了关于从有两个曾经的这个在基督教的领袖地位的人物
who have both walked away from Christianity
这两个人都宣称他们不再信仰
and said,
不再有信仰
I'm done with it.
说这个不再接受基督教
and I've read various people trying to analyze what happened and why they did it
我读了很多关于别人的分析，就是很多人的分析，到底发生了什么，为什么会这样
？Some people say, well, they were always.
有人说他们本来就不信，一直都是假的。那我觉得是这样的。
Because I read the story of Saul.
当我读到扫罗的故事的时候
，and I see how we can go from passion about God.
我看到我们是有可能对神充满热情，
little,
一步一步的。
To where we walk away.
走，直到有一天我们放弃了这个信仰，离开了。
But I want to show you one more.
但是我还想再给你举一个例子。
The story of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的故事。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是坐在这个第一个位置上的。
Genesis 15, Abraham believed God and God counted it to him for righteousness.
创世纪十五章说亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Please understand how amazing that verse is.
你能够理解这个这一句话的奇妙之处吗？
Because Abraham is not attending a church like this.
那个时候亚伯拉罕并不像我们一样来教会聚会的。
His family
那他的全家庭的其他成员全部都是这个拜偶像的。
And God says,
但是神怎么说？
Follow me.
神对他说：“你来跟从我。”
And Abraham believes God and obeys.
然后亚伯拉罕就相信了耶和华，而且就按照他说的做了。
He travels 600 miles following God.
他跟着神一路离家走了600英里。
He loves God. He serves Him faithfully.
他爱神，忠心地服侍他。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕毫无疑问是坐在第一个座位上的。
Then you move to the second generation, Isaac.
当你看到他的下一代以撒的时候
，Isaac worships Jehovah.
以撒也是拜敬拜耶和华的，是拜他的。
But when you read Genesis,
但是如果你读去读创世纪的话
，you read almost nothing about Isaac.
我们读到关于这个以撒的个人对神的信仰的东西很少很少，几乎没有。经常都是在他身上发生了什么事情。他并没有叛逆。
He serves God.
他也确实服侍神。
But it's all second-hand.
但是好像都是二手的。
And then we come to Jacob.
然后我们再看到再下一代雅各的时候。
Jacob's story is a story of constant repeated failure.
他的这个，你看读雅各的故事，他是一而再、再而三的失败。他先是骗了他的兄弟
He has to run to another country.
然后不得不因此逃命到其他地方去
He gets married and he cheats his father-in-law.
然后他又结婚了然后又开始骗他的岳父
Over and over he fails to be what God wants him to
be. 所以他一而再再而三的就是没有能够达到神要对他的要求希望他所做的亚伯拉罕坐在第一把椅子上
Isaac settled for the second.
以撒在第二个位置上。
And Jacob is a dishonest person.
雅各是一个这个不诚实的人。
Sitting in the third chair.
坐在这个第三把椅子上。
There is nothing of Abraham in Jacob.
在雅各里面没有亚伯拉罕，我们从亚伯拉罕身上看到的这个信心。
But of all the stories I'm telling you this morning, this one is my favorite.
但是我今天早上给你讲的所有故事里面，这个是我最喜欢的。
Because I want you to understand.Very important to find yourself in one of these chairs.
因为我想让你记住一件很重要的事，如果你坐在第二个或者第三个椅子上的时候
，Genesis 32, the story turns around.
在创世纪第三十二节的时候，这个故事改变了。
Jacob had to leave where he was because his father-in-law is angry at him.
那这个雅各不得不离开他所在的地方，因为他的这个岳父对他很生气。
And he's going back home where his brother saw.If I ever see you again, I'm going to kill you.
那他要回到他原来的家乡，可那个地方是他的哥哥以扫说，我只要再见到你，你就必死无疑。
Jacob is scared.
所以雅各是很害怕的。
He sends his wives, his servants, and his children ahead of him.
所以他把他的妻子、他的佣人还有他的孩子都这个在他前面打发去见他的哥哥。
The little wimp.Hide behind his children.
这个胆小鬼就让他的这个妻儿在他前面替他挡着。
He's hoping Esau will feel sorry for them.
所以他希望这个以扫看见这些这个妇幼能够对他心生怜悯。所以他这一夜他是自己在河边度过的。
Scared to death.
然后那个时候还吓得不轻。
But that night.
可是那天晚上发生了什么
？He meets God.
他亲身的遇到了神，亲自遇到神。
He says, "I've seen face to face."
他说我面对面看见了神。
And that night, he moves from the third chair to his own personal relationship.
那一晚上的经历使他从第三个位置挪到了第一个位置，使他自己对神有了亲身的经验。
And his life has changed.
然后他的生命从此发生了改变。
You see, it's possible for us in our life to move from the first chair to the second to the third.
对我们来说，我们可能在这一生中有可能有这样的经历，从第一个挪到第二个，甚至到第三个。
But I want you to know this morning, it's also possible to move from the third chair.
那我今天早上要让你记住的是，人我们也有可能从第三个这个位置一下子挪回到第一个位置。
I love that story because it says we don't have to stay in the third chair.
我爱这个故事的缘故是因为它告诉我们，我们不一定非要待在那个第三个位置上。
You can say,
你可以说
I may not have been there when God destroyed Jericho.
可能在神这个摧毁耶利哥城的时候，我确实是不在。
I may not have fought Goliath.
也可能我确实没有去跟哥利亚迎战。
I may not be Abraham who talked to God.
我可能并没有像亚伯拉罕那样 跟神说话。
But I will have a personal, intimate walk with God.
但是我要跟神有一个亲密的关系，我要与他同行。
I will not settle for hearing about what God did for my parents.
我不想只有二手的经验，听见神在我父母身上做了什么。
I won't settle for hearing what God did at Palm Beach Chinese Church 10 years, 20 years, 30 years ago.
我也不想仅仅去听到这个神在棕榈滩华人基督教会十年、二十年、三十年前所做的事情。
I will know Him myself.
我要亲自的认识他。
I will have a first chair walk with God.
我要坐在第一个位置上，亲自与神同行。
You jump a few hundred years after Jacob.
如果你这个从雅各的时候再跳几百年，
And when God
时间过去
himself to Moses,
当神向摩西显现的时候
He says, Moses,
他说摩西
I am the God of Abraham,
我是亚伯拉罕的神坐在第一个位置上
I am the God of Isaac,
以撒的神
And I am the God of Jacob,
雅各的神
who moved
雅各从第三个位置挪到了第一个位置。
This morning I want to talk to you who are in the second chair.
今天早上我想对那些坐在第二个座位上的人说话。
You might say I wasn't here in those early days of Palm Beach Chinese Church.
你可能说我没有听过这个教会以前发生的事情。
You might say I grew up in a Christian home, but I've never really seen any answers to prayer myself.
你可能说我生长在一个基督徒的家庭里，但是我自己并没有这个祷告得应许的经验。
Maybe you think all I can ever do is live in that second chair.
你可能觉得说我这一辈子可能就一直坐在这个第二把椅子上了。
Or maybe you can remember that you used to be in the first chair.
或者你可能会想说你曾经是坐在第一个位置上的。
You can remember when you were excited about God.
你记得你曾经是对这个神的事情很有热心的。
Sunday was your favorite day of the week.
礼拜天是你最喜欢的一天。
Not because there's football games in the afternoon, but because you could come to church.
不是因为下午有橄榄球赛，而是因为你可以到教会来。
Today you still go to church. You're here.
今天你可能也来了。
You still give in the offering.
你仍然有奉献。
You may serve on a committee.
你有可能在某一个这个服事上面有份。
You may even lead a cell group.
你甚至可能带领一个小组。
It is cool.
但是你的热情已经冷淡下来了。
You're lukewarm.
你已经是不冷不热的了。
You're in that second chair.
你坐在那个第二个位置上。
This morning, I want you to see that you do not have to settle for that.
今天早上我想让你看到的是，你不一定要坐在那里。
Let me finish where I started.
我要回到我今天开始的地方。
Revelation 3, God says to Laodicea.
在启示录第三节，第三章。耶稣这样对老底家的人说：“你是不冷不热的。你已经移到了这个第二个座位上。但是神怎么说呢
？I stand at the door and knock.
看哪，我站在门外叩门。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
若有听见我声音就开门的。”我要进到他那里去。
That invitation.
这个邀请是对那些坐在第二个位置上的人说的。
Jesus says to the church at Laodicea, "Yes, you've grown lukewarm."
耶稣这样对老底家的教会说：“是你现在是不冷不热的。
”Yes, you've taken me for granted.
你把我当成这个轻易得来的。
But I have not given up on you.
但是我并没有放弃你。
I am not.
我就站在门外叩门。
I used to wonder when I would read this, why does God say it's worse to be lukewarm than to be cold?
那我有的时候以前读到这个时候我会想, 神为什么说不冷不热, 甚至比冷还糟糕呢?
You see, if I ask you, where do you sit?
那你知道, 如果我问你, 你坐在哪里?
If any of you were in the third chair, this is where I would think was the worst.
那这个如果有人坐在这个第三个位置上，也就是我认为最糟的地方。
The last week as I was reading this and studying, I realized the danger right here.
但是当我上个星期在学习，在准备讲到的时候，我发现其实第二个位置是很危险的。
You see, when I'm in this third chair, I know I'm in trouble.
如果我坐在这个第三个位置上，我自己知道我的情况很糟糕。
In fact, the people in the third chair probably aren't even here this morning.
那很有可能坐在这个位置上的人今天早上根本就都没来。
They've given up.
他们已经放弃了。
When you're here,
但是当你在第二个位置的时候,
you can look and you can tell there's other people worse.
这个位置为什么危险? 就是因为你还觉得挺满足的, 有人比你还糟糕。I'm
still okay.
我还可以。
Jesus says, I'm standing at the door.
但是耶稣说, 我站在门外叩门。
I'm knocking. I'm not giving up on you.
我不放弃你。
I want to ask you this morning, as a church,
今天我作为对这个教会发出一个问题。
Elders, deacons, pastors,
长老们，执事们, 还有这些牧师们,
as a church,
作为一个教会整体,
which chair are we sitting in?
我们这个教会是坐在哪一个位置上呢, 现在?
Do we still have the same passion for God, the same passion for souls that we had 10, 20, 30 years ago?
我们对神的福音, 对人的灵魂的这个 焦虑是不是还像从前十年、二十年、三十年前那样一样的热切呢？
Fathers, mothers,
父亲们、母亲们,
husbands, wives,
丈夫们、太太们,
for your family,
对你的家庭, 你们是坐在哪里呢？
Is God the glue that holds your family together?
神是那个让你的家庭能够团结在一起的那个凝聚力吗？
When your children hear you talking around the table,
当你的孩子坐在这个第二个椅子上听你们讲的事情的时候,
them,
如果我问他们, 对于父母亲来说, 什么事情是重要的?
Based on what they hear,
从他们从你们言行中听到的,
would they say, the most important thing in Dad's life is God?
他们会说爸爸生命中最重要的事情是什么?
Or would they say the most important thing in life?
还是他们会说,
is the stock market?
对爸爸来说股市很重要,
or Donald Trump?
或者是川普总统,
or trade wars?
或者是这个跟中国的贸易战,
or career?
或者是他的工作,
all those other things,
所有这些其他的东西,
that matter,
都对他很重要。
As individuals,
作为我们个人,
I want to ask you as I finish,
在我就要结束的时候, 我也想问大家, 你们每一个人都是坐在什么位置上呢?
If you look at your life honestly,
如果你诚实地看你自己的人生,
Jesus,
你是充满热情的, 爱耶稣的吗?
Is he what matters most?
他是对你来说最重要的吗?
Or over time, satisfied with a second-hand faith.
还是你随着时间的推移已经无所谓，可以只是听听而已了。
You still do good things. You're here this morning.
你今天其实是来的了，你仍然做那些好像看上去不错的事情。
But if you're honest, you say,
但是如果你扪心自问,
I think I'm in the second chair.
你可能会说，我觉得我可能是坐在第二个位置上。
If so,
如果真是那样的话,
God says,
神怎么说呢?
I stand at the door.
看哪, 我站在门外叩门。
You don't have to settle for that.
你不用坐在那上面, 一直坐在那样。
I debated all week about how to end today.
我其实上个星期一直在想, 我该怎么结束这一篇讲道。
It is not the tradition here to have invitations.
那我们很少在讲台上发出邀请。
And when we do, they kind of are general, everybody just come forward.
那如果有的时候通常也是所有人都有所回应，然后都到前面来祷告。
But as I was driving down this morning,
但我今天早上往这儿来开过来的时候，
here's what I want to do.
我决定这样结束。
I want to ask you all to stand.
我请大家都站起来。
And I don't want to ask everyone to come forward.
我也不想让每一个人都到台前来。
In fact, maybe no one will come forward.
可能不需要有人来。
Here's what I want to ask.
那我想问的是，
I'm going to ask Brother Chris to come lead us in prayer.
那我请那个周牧师带我们祷告。
And I want to invite you to step forward in the front only for this.
如果你有只是满足这一点的话，你再到前面来。
Not because, well,
不是说因为大家都这样，那大家都这么做。
But if something in your heart this morning has said,
如果你心里真有一个声音，今天早上，
I'm a leader in this church.
我在这个教会是领袖。
Really want to make sure.
我很想确认我自己是坐在第一个位置上带领的。我想请你代表教会。
If something in your heart this morning has said,
如果你今天心里这样说，
I'm a leader in my family.
我在这个家，我在我的家里是领导。
And I'm afraid my children are seeing me in the second chair.
我很担心我的孩子看见我实际上是坐在第二个位置上的。
I'm not satisfied.
但是我不愿意这样。
If that's you, I want to invite you to come up and stand here to God.
如果这个是你的话，我请你到前面来。
I want to lead my family.
跟神说，神啊，我想要带领我的家庭。
From the first chair.
从这个第一个位置上。
Here.
如果今天早上，你的心里这样说，
I'm not in that first chair.
我并没有在第一个位置上。
I can't remember God answering prayer for me.
我记不起来上一次神回应我的祷告是什么时候。
I'm cold, grown careless.
我已经变得冷淡了，我已经 越来越不小心了。
You say, God,
如果今天早上你要说神啊，
I don't want to settle for that.
我不愿意这样。
You're knocking.
神在敲门。
I want to be the first.
耶稣在邀请你，你说我愿意坐在第一个位置上。
If that represents you, I want to invite you to come forward.
如果这个就是你的话，我就请这几
Not just because
这些人来到前面来，不是因为别人都去了，我也要去。
But to say God,
而是要跟神说，
I want publicly to testify to you.
我想在公众面前跟你承认。
That I'm committed.
我愿意把我的生命交给你。
To be in the first chair.
我愿意坐在这个第一个位置上。
You want to?
所以如果有刚才我讲到的这样的人，就请你们到前面来。
We don't have to settle.
我们不用，就是只仅仅坐在第二个位置上。
The wonderful, wonderful thing about Revelation 3 is this.
这个启示录第三章最好的地方在哪里呢？
God does not say to the church of Laodicea.
神并不仅仅是对老底嘉的教会说话。
If you beg me hard enough, maybe you can convince me to come here.
神不是这样说的。如果你使劲的求我的话，有可能我会愿意来帮助你，愿意来进来。跟你同坐，他是怎么说的？
I've already taken the big step of knocking.
他说我已经站在门外叩门了。
I humbled myself.
神已经谦卑他自己，来到你面前来敲你的门。
All you have to do.
你所需要做的，就是打开门。
主啊，我们来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before you.
主啊，你知道我个人的属灵状况。
You know how my spiritual life is.
你知道儿女的属灵状况。
You know my children's spiritual life are.
你也知道我的教会的属灵的状况。
You know the spiritual state of this church.
你也更知道这个世界、这个国家的属灵的状况。
And you know this world and this country we're living in, the spiritual state.
主啊。我愿意一颗破碎的心来到你的面前。
Lord, I want to come to you with a humble heart and broken heart.
求你来兴起。
May you revive us.
主啊，唯有你的灵可以做到。
Lord, only your spirit can do this.
主啊，你要我们有一颗痛悔的心来到你的面前。
Lord, give us a contrite heart, the heart that will willing to come to you.
愿你的圣灵来，让我反省我自己里边的属灵的状况。
May your Holy Spirit search our hearts, help us to realize our spiritual state.
主啊，你知道我个人的属灵的危机。
You know the crisis we're facing.
你知道我家庭的属灵的危机。
You know the crisis my family is facing.
你知道我的教会、我的国家、这整个社会的属灵的危机。
You know the church, the state, the whole society is facing the crisis.
主啊，愿你的圣灵来兴起我们。
May your Holy Spirit to revive us.
我们唯有来到你的面前来呼求。
To excite us, we come to you calling out for your name.
主啊，并且你也应许我们，你要再次进来。只要你要复兴我们。
You have promised to come into our life. You have come to, you will come to revive us.
快来，主啊！
Yes, Lord,
每个弟兄姐妹们，愿你快快来到神的面前。
And every brothers and sister, may you come to the Lord quickly.
他要重新安慰你，要来兴起你。
And he will comfort you and revive you.
主啊，你纪念我们每一个弟兄姐妹、每一个家庭、每一个长职来到你面前的这样的一个心。
And Lord, please remember everyone who comes before you.
愿你来兴起。
May you revive us.
愿你来保守。
May you keep us.
愿在一个末世的世界，主啊，我的家人、我的教会可以站立得住。
And at this end time, so that my family, myself, and my church will stand firm for you.
主啊，愿你纪念我们今天每个人在你面前的决定。
Lord, please remember, help us to remember this decision we made in front of you.
愿你成就你的工作。
May you complete the work.
愿我自己、我的儿女、我的教会都坐在第一个的位置上。
So myself, my children, and my church will be sitting in the first chair.
愿我们为你大发热心。
So that we'll be passionate about your work.
主啊，以纪念我们在你里边有。